Mahal Krishna, Giriraj and other Jesus. With Bhagwan. He was friend of Bhagwan.
Yes.
With whom he lived. No good society was there, association. We have no good English association. Corona five, high class. Also, it has been written in Shastra. The Guru is fallen down. I fall down. If we wish to try to have a bona fide Guru, otherwise, when you begin to chant or to do devotional activity, to whom you will do pranam? Like Ajnan Timiran Dhasta Jnana Yamasa. To whom you can do? There is no basis now if you will follow. To whom you will worship when you begin the worship of Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu? So, Guru Nishtha. Nishtha means?
From faith.
From faith to Guru. To the backbone of bhajan and devotion in life. Understand? Backbone. If backbone is not here, then everything collapses. So, Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, have you heard the name of Bhakti Vinod Thakur? Swarūpa Goswāmī, Jīva Goswāmī, and all of us are that. Don't waste your time. Quickly try to have a bona fide guru and bona fide association of Krishna. So that quickly we can develop. Otherwise, there is no sure when death will come. So, perhaps you have heard or not, Labhāsu durlabham idam bahusham bhavante manushyam arthatam anityam apiha vīra purnam jate tanapateta anumitya yāvat neche chāya vishaya khanusharya. There is no certainty that when they will come. And it is not guaranteed that after this birth we will be again human body. Nothing. And only in this life, human faith, we can chant, remember, and associate with high class of wisdom. We can hear Harikatha, we can practice, otherwise not. So without a delay, we should try to make our life successful by having a real guru, a real Vaishnava, and to practice pure bhakti. Just try to hear all these things. Animals, hawks and pigs and dogs, can maintain their life very easily more than human beings. But they cannot have any good association. They cannot practice bhakti. So we must try very early, as soon as possible, very quickly, we should come as a bona fide Guru Vaishnava and try to come. Perhaps, have you heard my name before?
Yes.
Have you read the book of Saptarup Maharaj? The life of Swamiji? When there was no school, in 1936, I had opportunity to gain the appreciation of that great personality, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Yoga Prabhupada. And from then, I'm happy. He told me to personally, at the time of his departure from this world, you to help my devotee, to whom I could not train. You to obey my this order and give my also samadhi. Perhaps you know that I gave him samadhi. He served his whole life when there was no spawn, no devotee, no disciple, nothing. And that is why, to carry his order, I have come to help all the devotees, those who are now drawing, then going down. If the renounce order, sannyasi, more than 99% have fallen down. So what to tell you? If there is no association, no harikatha, how a person can develop? He cannot develop Krishna consciousness. And that is why I have come to help you all in any way and try to do me. If you want help, I can help you all. If no association, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha sarva shastre hai, law master. He also told all, he called all Bhagavan Das, Samar Krishna Bhavananda and all Brahmananda Hansadur, Jai Sikh, all he called. From the nation, Maharaj Narayan Maharaj. He is my bosom friend. I told that don't quarrel among yourself. So try to carry out the mission of your Gurudev. But I think that you may quarrel yourself for money and prestige and so on. Try to honor each other and thus free sinful world. Chore wish of them, but they began to quarrel. They never honored any one of their guru, God. And that is why everything is in mind. So you should try to make your successful this life. They are ready to help you, and that is why he brought me and I came to this land.
Guruji, do you have some belief and faith in the Rishik philosophy?
Never, you are talking very wrong and like a disease, like cholera. It will not help, but it will ruin the whole process. This idea that there will be no guru in the line of Swamiji, it is quite wrong. Quite wrong. And if it is so that he was not yogi, that he cannot make any yogi cycle. And he accepted the line, and now we are going to give up of that line. Rishik is not any devotional man. Rishik means for one day, 2 days, for first sacrifices, anyone can adopt, and next time he can. No Rishik system in whole Vedas, Upanishads, in Vedanta, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have so many gurus, Patpardarsak guru. We have, Shiksha guru, Diksha guru, Vat Patpardarsak guru. So many gurus. So why, what is the need of this rishik, bogus rishik, which is only for sacrifice? They may be learned of Veda, but they are no devotees. No relation from devotion. So, we should not try to go towards the Ritvik system. Very bogus. At his lifetime, he told that I am now Sikh, so my representative may go and on my behalf of, they should not more than that. When I will be okay, I will come. So this system is. I know that the bogus person who has fallen down and went with any bogus lady here and there, and they took so much heavy wealth from this institution and they went away. Now they want again to control all. Being bogus, or as a repeat, they want to control and initiate others to have the same position. But if they are like that, fallen down, attached to ladies and all, how they can be Ritvik also? Ritvik know all the Vedas. Do they know? Never. They cannot help if they are attached to worldly wife and not wife, friend, girlfriend, not only one, two, three, four, five times, how they can help you? They can help you to make only girlfriends or boyfriends, not devotees. Never, never. So in Chaitanya Chaitanya, in all other books, we see that there is no place of Ritvik in our system. Guru Parampara is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami has told that this parampara will never die, will not stop. It goes on. So we should think that we are all like a God family. God family, you know? God family. And we can accept anywhere, any devotee who is so high class of devotee, moha. Ritvik are always attached to their family, not doing bhajan. How they can help others? How they can? If they are themselves fallen down, how they can? Never they can. So we should try to follow the line. We should pray to Krishna, Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, to Prabhupada, that plays the end. We are unconditionally surrendered. And then you will see that very quickly, Krishna will arrange everything. Don't doubt. In any epic, Chaitanya Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavat, anyone cannot show a word of like Ritvik anywhere.
But they are asserting Guru Maharaj that Prabhupada, he can be the Guru Acharya for the next 10,000 years. And that, in fact, he said that it's only the first time that it seems that Prabhupada, since he did not assign anybody to be his successor, so...
No, Mahaprabhu never told that he is my successor. Rupa Sanatana never told that he is my successor. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati never told that he is my successor. But even it is going on, that they have never told that Sukhdev Swami is my successor. Have he told?
No.
But he accepted and he was given respect as a guru. Mahaprabhu has not declared anyone his successor. Has he declared? Never. So Damodara Ramananda and after that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have never told like, never.
But parampara is going on. Loknath Das Goswami never told that Narottam Thakur is my disciple. He became disciple and he accepted.
Well, Guru Maharaj, will somebody who has faith in Prabhupada and not take any guru?
It is bogus thing, bogus idea.
If
there is no life guru, he is always there, but it is very hard to take darshan of him. Only very qualified Uttam Adhikari can have some links. Not we. He is transcendental. It has nothing to do with death and birth. But yet, like Krishna, if Krishna is there, what is the reason of making guru? Why Narada made that their guru, Shishya, disciple? Why? Krishna was there. Krishna is more powerful than any of the acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so much powerful himself, Radha and Krishna, he is so powerful. What is the use of making guru? Why Jiva Goswami, knowing all these things, made Rupa Goswami his guru? Why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur accepted guru? Narottam Thakur? You know Narottam Thakur? Loknath Goswami was not willing to make his disciple. Anyhow, he was refused. But he, in the night, began to clear the stones, you know, perhaps. And so low class of services. And then he was bound to give, accept him like this.
There is an assertion, Guru Maharaj, that if one takes a reincarnation or another guru, then one will be accused of like a prostitute.
No, never. In the Shastra it has been told that if anyone is giving up bona fide guru and very qualified guru, then he will have to go in such a hell that it will have to make new. But if there is bogus guru and he is giving up, there are lakhs and lakhs
examples.
I know that Swamiji Maharaj himself, he was initiated first in his home of a home guru. I know. The guru of his father initiated him, gave him. But why he himself giving honor to that guru and he accepted Prabhupada, his transcendental guru? That guru cannot do anything. And if guru is fallen, oh surely. We have so many
examples
and writing. We can show. Even I can show from my shastra. We have
Maharaj. It is said that the guru never falls down.
A guru never falls down.
Yeah.
They were not guru. They were posing like guru, and that is why Swamiji has not made them guru. He knew. So they were at that time fallen, but taking this out of sight, I guess. So Guru never.
So how would you comment, Maharaj, on because Srila Prabhupada was known to be very meticulous, you know, especially regarding spiritual activity. No doubt he had unalloyed devotion to Krishna and his spiritual master. But one thing I cannot pass on, maybe you can elaborate. But why is it that it seems to me that this particular aspect, after his departure, that he did not give, if you are saying, an instruction and how they will perform?
He knew everything. Only to inspire them to some extent, he gave all this, introduced. That anyhow they should begin, he not made them guru. I know that he has also not given
true, in true sense, should understand that. There are only 108 names of sannyas. He never touched any name because he knew, but he wanted that anyhow they should take Harinam and chant and do some these activities that some impression may come. Only for this. He knew everything. He told me at the time of his departure all these things. I have brought so many monkeys. Please help. Your monkey man is not monkey. I have collected so many disciples, but not trained even. Who is devotee? Who can catch the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, love and affection, only to do distribution of books, money, to make very high cost of temples by so much wealth? This is not. We see that Raghunath Das Goswami and others have never made like this, but they are so high class. They know what is love and affection. Anyone comes for healthy beginners, they can do like this, like Swamiji did it. But really this is not high class of praying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this. Anarpita Charin Chirat, you have raised this. Anarpita Charin Chirat, Karunaya, Vatirunaha Kalu. Mercifully he came to this to do of the same love and affection of gopis to Krishna and to sprinkle. This was his main object. Even not by Jivakti. It is so high. So we should try to enter in this bhakti world. If you will be associating with high classes of Vaishnava, gradually it can. They were not qualified to tell all these things. That is why they themselves fall down and others are helpless. You know that at the age of 24 or 5, I took sannyas before Lord Prabhupada. And still have not fallen down. Why? I am not so much learned person. Not learned. Very. My English, I never read English. By their in association, somewhat I can read. Also not learned in my Hindi language, mother language. Nothing. Only by serving your devotees and hearing whole world now giving honor. I don't think that by the mercy of Krishna I will never fall. Never.
If the International Society for Krishna Consciousness will continue to perform or...
Yes, from beginning of the creation, it is going on, it will go always, transcendental life. Now these first, Narada and Brahma are first.
Yeah, my question, Guru Maharaj, is like, how can you foresee the future of this institution?
Constitution will remain and it is and from beginning it is. But what is the real institution you should try to realize. Swamiji has never made any new thing. Same thing in new bottle. Name was that. The first was name in Hindi or Sanskrit, and now this name has been translated in English. Nothing new. Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha it was. And now it has changed in word from the Sanskrit English. Nothing changed. But I am also. I am the first disciple of Swamiji and last disciple. Thank you, my Shikshaguru.
in Chagall is not different to Chagall. So I think like you have so much love and affection and honor for me. I know that I am ISKCON. I will be ISKCON. You are also in ISKCON. So ISKCON is not a society that it will be stopped and it will be lost. Name can be changed, but
Gurudev.
But I will have to take also my bath. So I think that you should also take prasadam bath and rest, and then
afternoon.
In class you can come, or at about 4 you can meet me and we can
hear Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Because in the class we cannot discuss.
No. So you can come here, you can bring them.
Yes.
And if you have to
be 4 o'clock a day.
If you meet at 4, then you will be here at 5.
So no, no,
it will be good.
Not so much time, because I'm
going to... We were prepared, sorry for the inconvenience, Maharaj, but in behalf of all my God brothers here, we were actually 9 o'clock on the spot where we really wanted to come. But the transportation, they had a breakdown. They arrived at around 10:30. All
no,
the devotees were already here. Only
no
the harm. Jeep was.
No harm.
Yeah. So
they can
forgive us for you know, for your inconvenience.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good day. I'm help to. Always I'm help. I'm in a mood to help.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So, good day.
I thought that they will come when I will reach here, and I was waiting 4 or 5 days.
Now they are coming.
See how I am happy.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Thank you for your patience, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah. Now?
I hope you don't mind, Gurudev, shooting. We need so many souvenirs and thank you, Gurudev.
Thank you. You?
Parampara, Gurudev.
You can come here and ask questions. What name, please?
Parampara Das.
Parampara Das. Parampara?
Yes,
what Parampara?
Guru Parampara Sipata.
Guru Parampara.
Guru
Parampara. Any questions? Are you satisfied by my morning answer?
Yes. Except that there are still a couple of questions that you can kindly enlighten us with your. In our ISKCON society, there is a really good. I hope you don't get bored in asking. We are always asking this because we consider.
Where is Vajina? Stop, let him come. I want to help him. What then? Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Most of us are really bothered.
So try to hear, not to take all this.
By the fact that really that our initiation is not bona fide. But the last instruction of Srila Prabhupada given to his 11 so-called acharya was that we are supposed to be given to Srila Prabhupada. So can you kindly enlighten us regarding this matter?
What is it? You heard?
I heard the last part.
You can come here.
Our initiation is not bona fide, but last instruction of Prabhupada is what?
Yeah, that the 11 Guru Acharya,
mm-hmm.
that the so-called Guru Acharya, that they are now telling us that this one, we are just like on the rhythmic system, that the initiation that was performed is given to Srila Prabhupada.
I have read personally that letter, but there is nothing like this. He has told only that it is Ritvi means his own
Pratinidhi. Representative.
Representative. And it was only for his lifetime. He has written. It is for lifetime. When I will again be okay, then I will initiate myself.
When he is sick at that time,
so he cannot do. And if he is doing, it is absurd. But if he is doing, then he is not in our Guru Parampara. Don't try to cut him from our Guru Parampara. Because from Brahma, Narad, and to up to this, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswāmī Thakur, my Gurudev and Sisu, they have not told anything about this. So he cannot do. What is
if he becomes pure Prabhupada, you know, he has a lot of things which as being his god brother Guruji Maharaj, that he has done a lot of things which is not on the traditional side in the Gaudiya Math.
So he did a lot of things which were revolutionary, which were not normally done.
Never, just other things. Never it is. He only gets some concessions. Those who are not qualified, first beginners. He told me when he has not taken renounce order and he was with me, I know him from so many years. He told once that if I will take sannyas and I will go to Western countries, then I will allow anyone to take bread, meat, eggs, even wine also. And I will request them to utter Krishna name. And I am sure that after uttering some days, they will give up all these bad things and they will be filled with good. So this is not revolutionary anything. Here there is some concession for this. Yeah. So, fallen jiva.
But, Guruji, how can you elaborate, like, for example, in the Gaudiya Math, they are chanting 64 rounds, but on.
So, this also has concession been given, because they cannot do. So, this should be done, otherwise, they cannot come. So, he has told it. In India, we never tell anyone at the time of initiation, not anywhere written, that you should chant 64, not 16, never. When the disciples are initiated by Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, when the Hare Ram, 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 and they don't tell that, oh, you should do the fixed number. They tell that you should fix any number, and you have to go on daily and gradually. Now it is so. I do from my beginning more than 16. Still I try to do more.
16 or 64?
When? 64. When I am in a journey, I can do 62 into 62 plus 62.
64, 64.
64, 64.
2 lakh.
More than this?
128 rounds.
So much assault, suti, and so many things all day. Going. So when I am in journey, oh, I am so happy. So never it is told that you should do 4 times, 6 times. I told even to boy, oh, you should do only 1 time. And after that, you should do. Then 3, then 4, then 6. What? Here, but not in India. So Swamiji told only for beginners like me. So it is not
revolutionary
or anything against our things. I know that Gaudiya Math, he is Gaudiya Math himself. His father, mother, his everything, his guru, his brothers, every are in Gaudiya Math. He came from Gaudiya Math. He ate from Gaudiya Math. It drains from Gaudiya Math.
Grow in Gaudiya Math.
How he will be out of Gaudiya Math? Never. Only the persons who have no intelligence, they still like this. If it is so, and against his principle, and he has established his form, then why he called me in his last day and told that, oh, you should only
give me samadhi.
Yes, samadhi. Why? He has some respect for me. He has written letters to me. Have you seen?
Yes.
In this, he has, oh, our relation is transcendental. Has he written for any his disciple? Like this? He cannot. So you should believe in me.
Guru Maharaj, actually another issue that they are saying is that you are blaspheming Srila Prabhupada and that you are claiming to be the successor of Srila Prabhupada.
Never I want. Never I have told. Never I want. They are fearing only. As in the forest, jackals and others fear from
lion.
Never I always to support and to help all these on the good. I never touch any bona fide, those who are disabled. I want to help them. But the gurus who have fallen, and if they are coming to me to help, I help. They are only making propaganda, false propaganda, false. They cannot prove it.
Gurudev, considering for example that there is a fallen guru and that after some time he rectified... Are you
Pakhata Jalana?
Considering for example Gurudev that there is a guru who gave initiation to somebody and he fell down, that after some time he rectified, is that the bona fide initiation?
Never rectified. I know. Never. There is no example. They are called Bantasi. Out of devotional lines. Come. Never. Rectified, then they can be like a grihastha. And that grihastha also like not in life. They are called Bantasi. Bantasi means, you know?
It's one who eats their own family.
Yes.
They are discussing. Bantasutta Prabhu, he fell down. At that time he gave initiation. Now again he is standing up. And he
Where is standing up?
On his
he has taken renounce?
No.
Then how?
He is taken grihastha, whatever. So no. He is telling, oh, you are still my disciple in the name of Prabhupada.
If you have faith and you have very strong faith and really he is doing so, then you can do no harm. But according to law, devotional law, he is not doing that. Not guru. He may be like general grihastha Vaishnava. Even now, he is called Bantasi, always, for whole
life.
He will be Bantasi.
What if Guru Maharaj that he took extenuous again? Will that qualify?
He cannot take. Who will give him? Who are not high class of Vaishnava and from them he will take? Or Grihastha Vaishnava will give him?
That means decide it.
That will decide it. There is no example in history, Vaishnava history, in Vedas, Upanishads, Chaitanya Charitamrita, never in Bhagavata life. Never.
So what is the relation then of these initiators, devotees, Gurudev?
They are fallen, then all these disciples are fallen.
No, devotees, disciples are doing well.
They? No, but the Guru relation will be cut off. If they have connection, they have no backbone of us.
No guru is transcendent. And even if they put their faith towards Srila Prabhupada,
it is wrong. Like there is a bubble tree,
thorny tree.
Very many thorns.
And you are thinking that this is mango tree. And worshipping give him water. Will it give very sweet fruit like mango? So this fact is not true for faith. Faith it should be true. So two points. Otherwise no faith.
He's telling, can they benefit by putting their faith in Swamiji?
They must like Param Guru. But they will have to come. Take shelter in any life,
living guru, who must be bona fide.
Bona fide guru. If there is not none, then pray to Krishna. He will manage. He will himself come in the shape of some guru and accept. There are hundreds of examples for this.
But there is an argument, Gurudev, that actually in our line of sampradaya, I can't remember exactly the personality, that he took the another personality as his guru without even meeting that personality. Is that valid or what was sorry?
I know that Haridas Thakur. He never took any session from anyone openly. But he accepted Mahaprabhu like his guru. And always with him and always following his foot.
You are
referring
to Madhavacharya?
Yes,
something
like
that. It says
Madhavacharya,
but Madhavacharya we have explained.
Madhavacharya, actually, I guess that himself, personally. He went to Badrikasram in Himalaya and he
worshipped
there and he came at once.
He manifested.
And then he accepted sannyas and
everything he gave him.
Everything from.
Yes.
So he personally he was the disciple of that.
So there could really be a personal contact.
Yes. Okay. Without personal contact.
So it's not just by faith building.
Not only faith will come. Then we can have faith like this. Oh Krishna he is Jagat Guru and this is my guru.
Once you give example that no one is qualified in Mahaprabhu's line like Rupa Goswami, then everyone will accept Rupa Goswami as a guru, so no need of guru parampara, no need of living guru. Then why another guru also taken in the told once about this same question?
Sometimes people say that they can receive initiation in dreams.
Never. And if a ghost comes, then what he will do? And he will come and tell that, oh, this prasad is I want to give you. Will you accept? So these are bogus ideas.
There are persons, Gurudev, that say that they don't want to take diksha anymore to anybody, but
they should not tell, okay? And this should be the word for all this. Less and less persons here in this world, they never take initiation. So we will be like that, more wretched than them.
But they will take shiksha from you.
They can take banana in drink, no harm.
He's telling they want to take shiksha.
Yes, shiksha, no shiksha.
He's saying that some persons have lost their faith. Because they have had one guru, he's fallen. Then they had another guru and he's fallen. So they're thinking, oh, I don't want to again try to find guru. I will just take siksha.
Yes, it is okay. But one day, by hearing Hari Katha, very powerful, they will be found to take initiation.
It will come automatically.
Okay. Without this is the bone of.
Yes.
Oh, very soon it will come, and you will have to come in this process. In this birth and of life and life, but you will have to come here.
They also assert Srila Gurudev that in one of the letters of Srila Prabhupada,
first is, and most important thing, why Eti Bhakti Vedanta Swami took initiation from
unreasonable
from the answer. Why? Why he could not see Mahaprabhu Arup Goswami? He read all these books. Sri Sukhdev had wet thought Mahaprabhu Arup Goswami, and he could have thought that, oh, he is my teacher. Why he could not see? And if you are in line, you must follow. Otherwise, you are not. If you want to be a bona fide devotee, you have to follow. Okay. You want to be a landlord, barrister or advocate, you must go to law college and follow. Oh, sitting in your room, you cannot do without the help of. If there is no degree, you cannot plead in court, argument in court, and it will not be valid.
Not be valid.
Okay. That is, if the barrister that in ISKCON, they have had two or sometimes more gurus who have followed. And from ISKCON authorities, they are again being pushed. You have to take initiation, you have to take initiation. But in, they cannot find anyone who is qualified.
They came several times to me, deluded, for this situation. Like Samal Krishna Giriraj, and all came. Avananda. The one that was at that time, so many hunks and so many companies. So, for solution of this, I told that if that guru has fallen 2-3 times and they have no faith on anyone, then they should wait and think that our guru is Eti Bhakti Veda. And they should wait and associate with Bhakti. When they will have again any bona fide guru to whom they will have faith, they should be initiated. Otherwise, in Gushman, Gauriya Kantar,